Good morning and welcome to Q95's morning news for today, Friday, November 28th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, UWP will deliver 5,000 jobs in the first 3 years in government, says Grand Four candidate Dr. Thompson Fountain. From the region, Doctors Without Borders reports sharp increase in Haiti cholera cases. And internationally, immigration, David Cameron outlines benefit restrictions. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Fast Cash and Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up.
$1,000 can be yours.
I need Fast Cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, Fast Cash can solve it. Fast Cash will make it right. Fast Cash!
Fast Cash, your money, your way.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
The United Workers' Party is advising Dominicans to not miss the opportunity to put a party in government, which will revive Dominica's sluggish economy when general elections are held on December 8th. UWP hopeful for Grand Four former IMF economist Dr. Thompson Fountain says the party will without a doubt deliver on its promise of creating 5,000 jobs within the first 3 years in government. He says the implementation of new incentives within the construction sector will be one of the main components of the UWP's plan to jumpstart the country's economy.
We need to jumpstart the economy, and we're going to do this through construction. We are going to encourage home construction through duty-free concessions that we can reduce the cost of construction by at least 30 to 50%. This will also extend to land purchase, registration, and related issues. So, for instance, we shall remove the tax on the transfer of land and property, which now stands at 7.5% that has to be paid. We will also be working with the banking and financial sectors to reduce the cost of borrowing. All of this to ensure that we are able to generate the kind of growth that is required to ensure that we put the 5,000 people back to work within the first 3 years. Our solemn promise to create 5,000 new jobs within the first 3 years of our administration.
President of the National Fair Trade Organization, Charles Wattie, says if the relevant authorities can control the pests and diseases affecting Dominica's agricultural sector, the country will be well on its way to resuscitating its banana and plantain sectors. He says a total of 237 acres of banana and plantain plants have already been replanted to date, with 67 acres are in process of being replanted. According to Wattie, the target is to export 5,000 boxes of bananas weekly by the first quarter of 2015. He was speaking at a strategic planning meeting to discuss the revitalization of the banana and plantain sector this week.
If we can manage the pests that we have, take for instance the black cigarette, our nematodes, and so we can see increase in production, because at that time the plants will be able to feed better and you will get a better yield per acre. But as Mr. Anselm said, our At present, we are about 4 to 5 tons to the acre, and we are hoping to reach between 10 and 15 tons come the in 2015. That's why we're working with those farmers so that we can look at what they are doing, the practices they are doing, and because before the farmers could just put a plant in a hole and say, well, that's it, that's okay. But now it's different. You have to look for a proper planting material. So if you have a proper planting material, disease-free, pest-free, then at the end of the day, you have a good bunch. An acre is 625, 650 plants. At the end of the day, a 10-hand bunch will give you 2 boxes of bananas. So when you weight it at 45 pounds a box, 25 boxes per week, you should be able to make 10 tons.
The promise of construction of a cruise village at Kinfield has once again resurfaced. That promise was made following the 2009 general election campaign, and this time reportedly with approval from the Dominica Air and Seaport Authority. According to DLP Maho candidate and Minister for Public Works, Rayburn Blackmore. Speaking during a DLP campaign rally this week, Blackmore says the conversation of building the cruise village has already begun with potential developers. He made that initial promise in 2010 when he announced that the DLP government was seeking to devise more innovative and progressive ways to utilize the Kinfield Airport. Blackmore says construction of a cruise village will transform the Maho constituency. In addition, he says plans are afoot to improve the physical infrastructure and boost commercial and residential real estate in the Maho constituency.
There is something wonderful and exciting that will be taking place in Wana. And as we drive from the hill before you take Wana, we shall undertake in partnership a very impressive development, and villages of Wana and Jimit and Maho will never be the same again, because there will be a major boost for both commercial and residential real estate. The farmers will benefit, my dear friends, and Wana and Maho and Jimit will never be the same again. And at a subsequent time, I will be making a more detailed and specific announcement in that regard. I want to say to you further that in Maho, my dear friends, we shall create a business platform upstairs of the Maho market, my dear friends, to standardize the manner in which small business is being done in this wonderful and exciting village of Maho. We have started the design and the estimate in that regard, and in our next term, we shall intensify our effort to make this thing a reality.
The Dominica NGO Coalition is urging parents to set good examples in dress codes and attitudes to promote politics as a serious democratic activity and to recognize that children have a right to be safe in all social contexts. The Dominica NGO Coalition on Thursday issued a statement of concern regarding the involvement of children in public and political events. The coalition set up to battle child abuse on Ireland says they are troubled that often children attending political rallies are inappropriately dressed and vulnerable to exploitation, potential accidents, neglect and abuse. They are advising parents to exercise discretion about what is age appropriate, healthy and safe for their children at all times. According to the coalition, teachers and social workers have also brought to their attention that children who attend the late-night events are often late for school the following morning and are without completed homework, breakfast, and snack. The coalition is calling on parents to take heed. From the region, the international medical group Doctors Without Borders is reporting an increase in cholera cases in Haiti in recent weeks. On Wednesday, Oliver Schultz, head of the group's Haiti mission, said more than 2,000 people with symptoms of the disease were in need of emergency hospitalization since mid-October. He said compared to the same period in 2013, the number of cases treated by Doctors Without Borders has almost doubled. In a statement, the group said Haiti's health system is still facing shortages of funding, human resources, and drugs, and authorities are displaying a lack of preparation for outbreaks that are known and foreseeable. And internationally, the Prime Minister has set out plans to curb welfare benefits for migrants from the EU. David Cameron said EU migrants should have to wait at least 4 years before receiving benefits such as tax credits or council houses. He insisted the changes, which he will seek if he's elected in May, were an absolute requirement in future talks over whether to stay in the EU. It follows news that net migration to the UK has risen above 2010 levels. In a long-awaited speech in the West Midlands, Mr. Cameron said he was confident that he can change the basis of EU migration into the UK and therefore campaign for the UK to stay in the EU in a future referendum planned for 2017. But he warned that if the UK's demands fall on deaf ears, he will rule nothing out. The strongest hint to date he could countenance the UK leaving the EU. And that's this morning's news, but first a recap of the headlines. UWP will deliver 5,000 jobs in its first 3 years in government, says Grand Four candidate Dr. Thompson Fountain. From the region, Doctors Without Borders reports sharp increase in Haiti cholera cases. And internationally, immigration, David Cameron outlines benefit restrictions. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of Fast Cash and Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir.